As I've been phoning people during this lockdown, most are finding something to be thankful for in the lockdown. Whether it's time to catch up on jobs around the house and garden, or giving thanks for technology that allows them to see people that they can't get together with, or a slower pace of life, or time to concentrate on a jigsaw puzzle without feeling guilty about not doing something else. Most people are finding silver linings. Of course, there are those who would find this much more difficult. Those on the front line, those in other countries without our wonderful health service and provision, those afraid at home because of who they live with. And if this is you, please take action and contact the National Domestic Abuse Helpline on 0808 2000 247. Or if you can, go to their website at www.nationaldahelpline.org.uk. This site has an area you can click to make a quick exit, and it won't show up on your browsing history. Please take whatever action you need to keep safe. But for most of us, there are things that we can give thanks for in this time. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18, it says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." This isn't an admonition to ignore our circumstances, but instead to look realistically at them and see what we can give thanks for, what we can rejoice about, even as we might be praying for things to change. Corrie ten Boom was the daughter of a watchmaker in Holland during the Second World War. She and her family helped many Jews to escape from the Nazis, but they were caught and the family was taken to a concentration camp. Corrie and her sister Betsy managed to smuggle a Bible in with them. And in the accommodation blocks in the camp, they shared from the Bible with the other women, helping them to understand that even in that most awful situation, God cared for them and was with them. Whenever they were moved from one block to another, the sister with the Bible was never searched. And so they were able to carry on sharing their message of love and hope with the women they met. One time when they were moved again, they were put in a large block where there wasn't even one bed per woman. They had to share in cramped conditions. And as they lay down on the beds that had been pushed together, they felt little bites on their legs and arms. The block was swarming with fleas. Feeling low and miserable, they began to pray. And Betsy, as she prayed, gave thanks for the women they would meet in this block. And then she gave thanks for the fleas. Corrie was amazed. She felt she would never be able to thank God for fleas. Time went on, and they shared with the women who had lost all hope and helped them to find new hope, even where they were. They noted that in this place, none of the guards came in to disturb these times of sharing, and so they were able to share without fear of losing their precious Bible. One day, as they were getting ready to go to their daily work, one of the women was very unwell and unable to leave her bed. On the way out, the sisters told the guard that she was ill and asked her to go in and look at her. The guard refused, saying, "I'm not going in there, it's full of fleas." At that moment, Corrie realised that she could give thanks for fleas, because it was the fleas that meant that they were never disturbed in their work of talking to the women about the love of God. At the end of Corrie ten Boom's book, The Hiding Place, she asks her readers to give thanks each day for 5 things they have enjoyed. And then she asks them to give thanks for 5 things they did not enjoy, that were hard to take, hard to live with. It can be hard to give thanks for something that we don't want, like being in lockdown. Yet if we can, each day, find something to give thanks for, it will make the time pass while we wait for the virus to abate. As we look at the things we find hard and try to find something to give thanks for in them, we might find in time something that we are genuinely thankful for, something that has changed about the way that we are, about the way that we do things, something that being away from our normal routines has made possible. As we think about people we find it hard to get on with and look for something to be thankful for in them, it might help us to see them more fully. Might help us to get a clearer picture of who they are as we see them as a whole person. And if we get a chance to tell them what we are thankful for, that might even help us move into a more positive relationship with them. In a time of crisis, once we've got our heads around what is going on, there is a time of heroism, of people going the extra mile, of volunteers coming forward, of people keeping their eye on their neighbours, and this is the phase that we are in now. But following that time, there can be a period of disillusionment, of blame for the authorities, of feeling let down. This has to be worked through before we can move into the next stage, the new normal following the crisis, building things back up again. We have a role to play in being ready for that, in stepping up to counteract the disillusionment with gratitude. We will need to rebuild our society, and we can offer the love of God, a sense of belonging, a sense of family where people will go the extra mile for one another. We can offer a community where you do not need to have succeeded, but where all are welcome, where all are valued, where we can work with broken people to help them see the beauty they have. We can offer hope to people who have lost loved ones, and the chance for each person to see themselves as a child of God who conquers all things. We have been forced out of our church buildings and into our communities, and we need to give thanks for that and ask ourselves where God wants us to go to show his love to those in need. How will we do that? We need to work that out. And in the space that we have now, we need to ask God where he wants us to go when lockdown eases. Perhaps we can begin with offering to God our thanks for the things we have received in this time and asking him what we should do with these new gifts. May God bless you as you have this conversation together.